Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So, Thanksgiving. Right. Not just a Hallmark card smiley face on top of colonial devastation of indigenous people and their kinship with flora, fauna, fungi. Not just that, but it is also timed astrologically. Thanksgiving is always on Thursday, Jupiter's day, sacred to Jupiter, after the sun enters Sagittarius, Jupiter's sign. Jupiter is the part of all of us within and without that is about curiosity, journeying across borders, and stories and blessing, power of stories. And we go, ah, right. So years ago, I was at the Great Mother Conference with our colleague, Neil Douglas Klotz, Aramaic scholar. And at the conference, there were Israeli soldiers and Palestinian poets and Jews for Peace from New York and many, many people. And they all wanted to speak about the troubles in the Middle East. And Neil said, no, I do this, you know, for real. These people are not ready. And I go, no, we got to do it. But here's our frame. For every critique, every appropriate, every outrageous, true, important thing that people bring up, they are then responsible for generating the blessing, the antidote blessing. And Jupiter is all about blessing and the liberating power of blessing. So blessing comes from the land. You know, the Middle East is a place underneath all of the rubble of intrinsic blessing, morning of light to you, make a well for you, for your families. So what happened at the conference was people would bring up, the American people are so stupid, right? And then we would go, and your blessing would be? And people were puzzled at first, but then we got the hang of it. And I go, it doesn't have to be realistic. It can be imaginative. Metaphors are the incarnational garb whereby power enters the world. And so people would say, we would then say, okay, when people are stupid, you know, may a pack of wolves come into your living room and sweep you away from the television out into the starlit forest, right? So people got into it. And afterwards, Neil said, well, that was amazing because there was no poison in the room. Everyone had invoked and invited in the antidote to the poison. And it's like, right, liberating blessing. So may that be as we gather and feast on, you know, native foods, pumpkins and beans and things, and honor everything and everything going on in the world, may it be blessing. The first Kabbalistic meditation I ever learned was about blessing, you know, and they said, just imagine blessing all beings without exception above. And then receiving blessing from all blessings above. And then blessing all creatures, everybody below. And then receiving blessing. And the same for the East, all blessings in, you know, for creatures in the East, all the way around the globe. And then receiving blessings from the East. And all blessings to all creatures in the South. And there we go. And receiving blessings back. It's tidal. And then all blessings to every creature in the West. No. And receiving blessings, and blessings to all creatures in the north, right? And then receiving blessings. So, and they said, if it feels like the slightest bit of effort, that's not it. It's the intrinsic nature of, you know, inhale and exhale, of send and receive. It's part of our intrinsic nature to be creatures of blessing. So we gather at a very deep time, you know, and we want to root way down in order to rise to the occasion. That's really what we're up to here. So here we go. I would say that I found this thing that I wrote in November of 2012 that said, let this ceasefire be now, a potent cauldron in which we transform tyrannical polarity and spiral forth a diaspora of kinship. That was from November of 2012. We're bound to get it right, lads and lasses, one day. So here we go, getting down in order to get up with the Bengtsons.
Hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes. from the place where the hurt come. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt come. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes.
The part of you that is not. It's the part that calls in change, and you don't have to feel ashamed. There is nothing to forgive. The part of you that is crying out is the part that wants to live. Yeah,
hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes.
When your world is burning down, well, getting hot is a sane reaction, but one in need of action, because your spirit needs protection. So gather up your sinew and gather up your faction. Hey. Hope is not a feeling. Hope is an action. Hey.
I said, hope comes from the place where the hurt comes. I said, hope.
We'll plant a tree and watch it grow into something we have never known. We go, right, here we go. All right, well, let me weave a little context for all of us. What is there to bless and blessing poker? And as we convene now, so as we began, Zero Aries was rising in the east in Berkeley, you know, whose image is a woman emerging from the sea. A seal is embracing her. And we go, right. And Cardinal overhead, Zero Capricorn, is let us all insource our Saturn, our authority, from where we've outsourced it to incompetent leaders, insource it. What is community leadership? Community leadership dedicated to collective well-being, there we go. And much in the world is having outsourced authority to those, you know, to tyranny, which is addicted to having and even creating an enemy, this deep, deep thing. And it goes way back into our conditioned mythology. You know, when did humans make the underworld a bad place? And we have to go pretty far back, but, you know, it used to be the underworld was a place, a deep place where our souls could speak more deeply to us. And the prefix in English, dis, D-I-S, D-Y-S, means underworld. Again, where our souls can speak more deeply to us, any disaster, any dismay. You know, and in one of the earliest versions of the tale of Persephone and Pluto, see, the rape and pillage and thuggishness is way late. You know, in the Pluto character, one of the earliest versions told by Plato, the Pluto figure is pharmacia. It's medicine, plant drugs that take us to the underworld of initiation, where our souls can speak more deeply to us. Not an enemy, a deep collaborative dynamic. You know, and we go ooh. You know, and then from Neil Douglas Klotz, you know, translating, you know, Aramaic is the metaphoric language of the Middle East, that the vernacular, you know, and I've said this many times on radio, but it seems a good time to say it. He says, you know, when you translate Aramaic into Greek, it's stripped of a lot of its metaphoric, you know. So he says, what comes to us as blessed are the meek in Aramaic is more like, blessed are those who soften emotional rigidity within their hearts, for they shall have all the power of nature. We go, oh, you can really work with that, right? So, and then the thing I really wanted to bring up is he says, when Jesus says, be as wise as serpents and as gentle as doves, the word he uses for serpent is the same word for serpent, Eve, and wisdom. So I said, so all subjugation of the earth and women and inquisitions and religious wars is a translation error? And he goes, yeah, pretty much. Intentional, the conditioning goes way back, but still, yes. So serpent, not enemy. We're in this, you know, oneness. As Deborah Falmouth oft quotes, you know, salam, shalom is not the absence of conflict. It's the presence of oneness. And we go, right, we're all in this dream together. Everything is a part of us. You know, we gather in this, you know, to gather blessings and blessings around the table to spiral forth into the memosphere. You know, people would gather and the backstage gods are happy to use everything. You know, Jupiter, you know, this Jupiter day, Jupiter will station on New Year's Eve to go forward and outward. So even New Year's Eve, the gods are willing to, like, let's make everything work. Let's help these humans to have manners again. You know, and Jupiter's image then will be a cantilever bridge over a rocky gorge. Go, right, you know, finding a way out of no way, how to get there. And part of our skill set that we want to hone, you know, Saturn is our dedication. It's in cahoots with Jupiter. It says craft for each person around the table and each group, you know, to craft your dedication as a vessel. And Jupiter says, whatever you craft, I will fill it, right? A wish for self, for community, and for the world. And I've been in love all summer with the fact that the word vessel in all languages means like alchemical vessel, container, and boat. Or craft is the same thing. Craft is power from dedication, our craft, and it's also a boat, right? So we hone our craft, we dedicate our alchemical vessel, and then we get in it and set sail. So we love that. But into the vessel, this alchemical cauldron, it's like, let's throw addiction to having an enemy deep down there, you know, and deep diving. We do want to hold accountable. It's Saturn, Venus's image right now is two men placed under arrest, and we go, well, okay. Accountability is the sine qua non for democracy. So with that in mind, here is Ireland's Sinn Féin president.
Where is the protection of international law for every child killed in Gaza, for every Gazan mother holding the cold body of their dead child? Israel cannot be allowed to commit atrocities with impunity. The government says that Israel's actions cannot be without consequences. I agree. That is why the Irish government must take the lead and refer Israel to the International Criminal Court and send the Israeli ambassador home.
So we want woofiness, but always again back to Neptune. Everything, all-inclusive, the community of the grieving across all borders, you know, the realizing betrayal of leadership by Bibi's right-wing cabal that was on its way to prison before this horror happened. And we know, just really as a fact to put on our wondering table, that, you know, the Mossad, the Israeli state, created Hamas years ago. They dragged the blind sheikh out of prison and funded him as a foil to Arafat. And Bibi speaks publicly and proudly about this, going, isn't this clever? We keep the Palestinians fighting amongst themselves. So funding through charities, through Qatar, you know, whatever. And then, not unlike the U.S. funding the Taliban and Osama bin Laden, again, as we go to deep, deep places to dissolve, you know, this horror, you know, as the Bengtsson sing, you know, we are, help us, we are brought to our knees, you know, humbled by horror. How can we invite in and liberate from bamboozlement and liberating everything? You know, Israel was born May 14th, 1948 at around 6:10 p.m., according to one. There's many, you know, but it gives the sun at 23 degrees of Taurus, and Uranus in the sky is going forwards and backwards and forwards at 23 Taurus. So it wants to be, everything wants to be liberated. Everything wants to be liberated, and we cooperate with everything. And this is for all of us everywhere. You know, right now, you know, it's a deep across borders kinship with the earth, but also realizing that, you know, the betrayal, you know, of the Israeli people by Netanyahu and the right-wing cabal, who the first thing they did when they got in power, they wanted to start mayhem in the West Bank, and, you know, even illegal by Israeli law, and there's much of that cruelty going on now. And they were especially interested in revoking the rights of LGBTQ people, right, going, and it's like, oh. So we want liberating for everyone. We do want liberating for everyone. I want to introduce just a little bit more of the astro mytho sky dance, always so heartening as we're convening now. Nothing to believe in, just feel if it resonates. So the sun has just entered Sagittarius, because that's how we time Thanksgiving. It is right next to Mars at the last degree of Scorpio, and Ceres, Demeter, dwarf planet, goddess of the earth, they're both at 29 Scorpio. So it's like, right, we want to liberate everything, liberate Mars from the unimaginative confines of war into what Mars in all of us wants to be, which is, you know, protecting the earth and working with, you know, Wolf. And there's huge opportunities brewing just, you know, in our dance now that takes us into the wild and turbulent time of 2024. Much goes on then, but part of it is Jupiter and Uranus, the two biggest path-opening intelligences that correspond in ourselves, will conjoin on April 21st, 2024, at 21 plus Taurus, whose image is a white dove flying over troubled water. And we go, right. But Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, the most sensually earth-based participatory animism sign of all, says, you know, we could have a biomimicry renaissance. We are wealthy with ingenious solutions. We can't afford this horrific, superstitious blood sacrifice to distract us from the real work at hand, which is cooperating with the earth. We've got real, to cool this out, a time to cultivate necessary miracles. Part of the beauty of this language, each planet represents a living quality of intelligence that resides in each one of us, each one of us. So our Saturn, our authority, because it's authority, it's the part of us we all tend most to outsource to, you know, incompetent sociopaths. So we want to insource our Saturn, just inhale that back in. And it's also anything that we confront that makes us cringe, right? Outsource Saturn to insource it. We can think of Saturn as our sturdy mountain goat that can climb any mountain. The main issue is what mountain to climb. Sometimes we climb the mountain and go, wrong mountain. I just climbed somebody else's mountain. But we can see our mountain down across the valley. There we go. But Saturn, rising in the east now, visible in the sky at night, you know, is trining the sun. So it's like this powerful time of Thanksgiving, a time of deep dedication where people are gathering, but also there's a deep, deep thing, which is for each person to wonder, you know, what is my primary dedication? And Saturn in the sky now, as part of our Thanksgiving, is quintile, 72-degree angle to Mercury at 19 plus Sagittarius. Astrologers call that degree, the resolving climate crisis degree, again, humans cooperating with everything, because its image is about long-term cyclical foresight. And the quintile is irresistible eloquence on behalf of what we love. You know, everybody gathered around the table or wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever, you know, just raise your hand if you would like irresistible eloquence on behalf of what you love. And Saturn says, as we inwardly wonder to what are we dedicated to, that inward dedication strengthens our outward signal. So we're more likely to be danced into place with those with whom we may have useful cahooting to do. If Jupiter and Uranus, parts of us, would say, oh, humans, everything wants to help you out because you're doing such a terrible job, we are going to enhance the atmosphere of synchronicity, of call and response between wonder and corresponding augury. We just want your dedication to be, you know, that you're willing and available. We go, we are willing and we are available. And so now it is useful to, if we entertain that possibility that we're moving into an atmosphere of enhanced synchronicity, then for each one of us, we get to go, well, then what's the quality of what I want to connect with? We might well wonder. And certainly, Jupiter chimes back in and says, oh, you humans, I will make you all wealthy by your own definition of wealth. Let's go back to Saturn. Loves defining things. What is our definition of wealth? Not limited to money, doesn't exclude it either, but what is a wealthy life? And what do we want to feel like? And what do we want to feel like to others? And we go, oh, okay, that's really great. Liberating might be great. So also from the Great Mother Conference, I just want to introduce my friend Tim Frencic, and this is Everyone's Chains Came Off. And as you listen to it, just, again, this is the liberating blessing. Accountability is good because we are friends of everyone's soul. We are friends of their accountability because it's not good for anybody to get away with tyranny, horror, and cruelty. If we're throwing the addiction to having an enemy into the cauldron, let's do necessary miracles just at this powerful gathering. Let's throw cruelty and dominance into the cauldron so that when the tyrannical dementors go, where did I put cruelty and dominance? I can't seem to find it here in the repertoire. No, we're dissolving that. So here's Tim Frencic.
At midnight,
we sang out loud. At midnight,
we prayed out loud from our prison.
We prayed out loud from our prison.
Yeah,
everybody's chains came off. All the prison doors swung open. Everybody's chains came off. All the prison doors swung open.
We marched from Selma to Montgomery.
We marched from Selma to Montgomery.
We laid down our lives in Memphis. Everybody's chains.
Everybody's chains came off.
And all the prison doors. Let me say that one more time. We marched to Selma to Montgomery.
Say, we marched from Selma to Montgomery.
We laid down our lives in Memphis.
Everybody's chains came off.
Yes, it did. All the prison doors.
All the prison doors.
prison door swung open.
Everybody's chains.
Everybody's chains came off.
And all the prison doors.
All the prison doors swung open.
Even the shy one in the corner. The mean one in the dark, the one twisted with hatred, the one with angry marks, the one who broke all the rules, and that boy with the crazy hair, the wealthy, the thieves, and the liars, even the ones that don't seem to care.
Feels so good to be free again.
Come on.
Feels so good to be free again.
Come on.
Feels so good to be free again.
Feels so
good. Feels so good to be free
mighty,
again.
Mighty, 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 mighty.
Feels so good to be free again.
Oh, yes, it
feels so good to be free again.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Everybody's chains came off.
All the prison doors.
All the prison doors swung open.
Everybody's chains.
Everybody's chains came off.
And all the prison doors.
All the prison doors.
All right, who gonna play? Open. Let me hear you play a little bit. Come on. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Listen, even the shy one in the corner, in the mean one in the dark, the one twisted with hatred and the one with angry marks, the one that broke all the rules, and that girl with the crazy hair, the wealthy, the thieves, and the liars, even the ones that don't seem to care.
Feels so good to be free again.
Feels so good.
Feels so good to be free again.
Mighty, mighty good.
Feels so good to be free again.
Feels so good to be free.
Feels so good to be free.
Feels so good to be free. Oh, yes, it does.
Feels so good to be free. Everybody's chains came off.
And all the prison doors.
All the prison doors swung open.
Everybody's
chains came off.
And all the prison doors.
All the prison doors swung open.
Feels so good to be free. Mighty, mighty, mighty.
Whoa, all right, so may we be agents of liberating blessing. This is a powerful time to gather, no matter what. And just to kind of resume and pick up and meander around with everybody, the quintile, Saturn to Mercury, all that we're listening to, everything that we're thinking, the blessings around the table, you know, the critique and then the blessing, the antidote, the dissolving of grievance and dominance, you know, because as I've been using for eons now, you know, Terry Pratchett's wonderful book, I Shall Wear Midnight, where the cunning man comes to town and creates mob mind. Right, which draws forth the worst of everybody. Now, the toxic mimic of community is a cult, right? So tyranny tends to attract harmonious communities throughout history. Can't have that, you know. So, yes, there is that, you know, dynamic. But again, we want to access all of our skills. So the quintile. And not only irresistible eloquence on behalf of what we love, but it's the capacity to, as ally Sylvia Hanley, fellow astrologer, wonderful, says, it's the capacity to open portals between worlds. And we go, well, now we're talking. And if it's not true, let's make it true. So it's from Saturn, our dedication to Mercury and Sagittarius, the diaspora, you know, every spiritual teaching, everything from the land that's ever been of use, you know, bring it alive again, that draws forth the best of humans. And in I Shall Wear Midnight, the job of the young witch within all of us is to dissolve the power of the cunning man. And she says, you know, collective group mind, mob mind, you know, atmospheric group mind is in all of us. And so we're all in this thing together. So when we say to ourselves, like, ooh, I don't know why I had that mean thought. Ooh, I hope nobody saw it. I don't know why I said that mean thing. And we go, it's possession. its possession. I think it's a very useful, true metaphor, right? We're possessed. So she says, the young girl witch, Tiffany Aiken, you know, and the cunning man finds purchase in all whose hearts are full of grievance and vengeance, because then it's hot reactivity. Understandable. But we here are to brew necessary miracles, and we go, right, to dissolve that. And with the power of blessing, the whole realm of collective group mind, to infuse it. Dion Fortune said, the purpose of ritual magic or any dedicated gathering is to spiral into collective group mind, expanded wisdom and tolerance, so it's there as a resource for all to draw upon, and those who are under the most extreme pressure of anguish and grief, and we go, right, we are with everyone. And when we heard the feisty president of Sinn Féin, on accountability, and going to send the Israeli ambassador home, and we go, yeah, that has a place. And as we see and feel the appropriate rousing support of kinship for the Palestinian people, and the Irish have always been kinned. They say the Palestinians are the Irish of the Middle East, right? Always kinned in this way. But we embrace everyone. It's the community of our Israeli kin and all who have lost, you know, being friends, allies, you know, babies, children, like, and again, the betrayal of leadership. So that feeling of kinship across borders is a crucial dynamic to fill group mind with that sense of like, oh, all the beauty of culture, all the blessings and well-wishings to draw upon. And we also, everyone at Thanksgiving gets a gift bag, right? A metaphoric gift bag, many things, a bag of liberating lightning from Uranus on behalf of the Earth itself, that whenever we encounter a kind of toxic closed loop, that we can just hurl the liberating lightning to set it spinning as a liberating spiral. And I've realized in playing with these things, we can hurl the liberating lightning at ourselves as well. Oh, let's try that now. If there's anything that even we are bored with about ourselves or some habit that we've outworn, you know, let's set it free, as the Francis say, you know, set it free. Everybody's chains came off. Right. May we be agents of that. And then in dedication, may we be agents of responsive cool out in a hot reactive field, right? Part of Mercury Sagittarius, Saturn Pisces is the cool head. It's very here for us. It's another party favor. So important, you know, a traditional litany. We know that our word cool, popularized by jazz musicians in the 30s, 40s, and so on, more, is a Yoruba word, kulukulu, which meant completely responsible to the community. It's a Saturn word. So the cool guy takes care of the community, or Gaia. The cool musician is just the musician, the instrument, and the divine. You know, no overplaying, just majnun, which means crazy for the divine. And the Yoruba said, you know, language is magic. And in Yoruba, as in English, cool means temperature. So they said, and let's all try this, maybe, if we literally imagine our heads as cool, putting all the heat in the head down to the heart where it belongs, then we are cool head, warm heart, that's right where it belongs, the opposite of road rage or war rage, you know, which is hot head, cold heart. We go, right, cooling it out. You know, and, you know, with herbs, with things, but literally just right now, just imagining our heads as cool temperature. Okay. Cool temperature. And all that heat moving to heart. Wonderful thing. So that allows us, what the Yoruba said, that allows, they used language almost like that, for us to, let's see, to handle, you know, multiple things at once, you know, without frying our circuits, or however it would be better said, going to, right, so that we can deal with so many things and complexities and nuance and this going on over here with cool. It's also kind of like Kuan Yin, right? Who is cool and observing with one foot forward so she can step in at any point, go, woo, woo. And I just want to refer us also to something I happened upon in the pandemic, which is unusual on Netflix, a kung fu movie called Judge D and the Four Heavenly Kings, just to bring it alive for our Thanksgiving, and we'll get back to more. To more gifts that we, metaphoric gifts that everybody has, liberating lightning. But Judge D and the Four Heavenly Kings, you think it's a traditional kung fu movie, you know, and full of demons and violence and enemies and incredible dancing and all. But it's got this incredibly worth it ending where the Taoist peace bringer comes and he says, "Oh, I didn't know it was so dangerous. Sorry, I'm late." Right? Enlightenment can wait. There's things to do here. And he's the only one. Everybody's very dressed ornately. He's the only one with little kind of Taoist worn slippers, right? And it's really great. But so the demons and the enemies, you know, with weapons and everything surround him, and they hurl things at his head, and there's a prison around his head. But immediately, there's a prison around their heads, too. And cannot do it justice. We just want to fill in the blanks, you know, whatever. He talks them down. We're all in this dream. Anyone in prison, everyone in prison. Anyone hostile, everyone hostile. Let's go deep, deep, deep down. And he does talk the demons down to the ground, their own volition, where they go, "Oh, it's terrible." And then all the prisons come off. All the prisons come off of everybody's head, right? "Didn't know it was so dangerous. Sorry, I'm late." And we go, "Yes." And how about, for linguistic magic fun, we redefine the word forgive as to mean to give energy for change. And this came from talking to a board op. Board ops are a fountain of wisdom, after a show. And we said, you know, we don't know what forgive means. We don't want to condone bad behavior. You know, my mother-in-law or the thing or larger, more horrible things. We don't want to condone that. And so I said, "All right, let's try this. We're redefining the word forgive as to mean to give energy for change, because then whom couldn't we or wouldn't we forgive if it means to give energy for change? You know, ourselves included, for small and large cruelties, for using a styrofoam cup as well as, you know, something more horrible. You know, to waft this out as part of our blessing dynamic." And we go, "Oh, there we go, there we go." So just to dance around the chart, a skosh, we go, so cool head in order to address complexity, Saturn to Mercury, resolve climate crisis, long-term vision, has a 150-degree angle down to Uranus, liberating lightning in Taurus at a particular degree of divination. Uranus is... image now is a finger pointing to a line in an open book. And it reminds us that everything, auguries abound, everything is telling us its story all the time by its shape, its color, its song, its rhythm. And if we just approach the world with informed, reverent curiosity, we'd be okay. But on an even deeper, deeper, deeper level, it's a gift to us going, oh humans, you know, if you can have manners, you know, long-term cyclical vision about biomimicry and collaborating with nature's ingenious design. And Pluto says, so does common sense, you know, anything not based on humans humbly cooperating with nature's guiding genius is collapsing, imploding. You know, it's the kind of Pluto dynamic, Pluto death, rebirth. America is in its Pluto return. Pluto is now where it was when America was founded. So it's like democracy, let's try that, or not. You know, we go, lots on the table. You know, and we know that the Dementors, bless their hearts someday, may they be free, may all their chains come off, like in Judge D and the Four Heavenly Kings going, you know, repent. You know, but, you know, Steve Bannon is a cultivated dark magician. Right, I mean, he studied these things, power of symbols and all, and Roger Stone, I mean, those whole teams are kind of good-hearted people, are You know, we need to bring alive our good, dedicated magic, our willingness to cooperate with everything, our honing all of our skills. So, you know, our power of envisioning, and that imagination lays the tracks for the reality train going envision. And part of our strategy, Saturn says, each person who dedicates, you know, Saturn is, what is the desirable? What is the desirable? Saturn's job is what, not how, because when we go, how are we going to do that? You know, people go to war. It downloads generations of ancestral futility and depression. So we go, no, Saturn, we're liberating everything. Everybody's chains come off. So Saturn's job is what, not how. There's other parts of us, Jupiter and Uranus, coming into play saying, we'll do how. We'll do miraculous how. You know, do common sense things, because that's dedicated magic too. Again, dedicated magic is really taking care of people in the neighborhood and acts of kindness. That's magic, a cooperating with everything. Each little micro thing. It's why at feast times or any time really, I love the tradition of you make a spirit plate. You take something off of, you know, something of everything off your plate for a little spirit plate that it may nourish, you know, all who could use such in the world. May we waft it out, may all creatures, you know, in talking to warmongers, could always arrive at the point where we go, right, the only solution to terrorism is a wonderful life for all children. And we go, right, there's a blessing for around the table, a wonderful life for all children. Woo, you know, wafting that out. And thinking of all the children and babies, and as Antonio Machado says, you know, what have we done with the garden entrusted to us? To let that question hang there. So let's welcome everyone to our gatherings and our tables. And, you know, I asked the I Ching, I Ching, you know, what is your Thanksgiving? What do you want to say to the allies and KPFA and beyond? And it answered a hexagram 8 using Stephen Karcher's total I Ching, of which I'm very fond. But he says 8. The I Ching says to all of us, 8, calling and gathering the spirits. Oh, we go, oh, mutual support, spirit kinship, change how you think, you know, site of creative transformation. It's a new time after the flood or chaos of war. It's a ritual gathering of energies, a masked dance with all of the animal powers on the sacred mountain that combines instruction, incantation, and the investing of the powers. And we go, it alludes to men and women joining at the River Mountain Festival, a great ritual, dance, feast, and celebration that affirms the community of humans and spirits and invites the souls to return. We go, that's really good. That's right. We're reminding us again, we're gathering and we're calling in and we're opening portals between worlds, just experimenting with these parts of ourselves. And grouping describes your situation in terms of the people and things with which your spirit connects you, right? We go, may we connect with allies and accomplices. And just to go, and then it changes, it strip away your old ideas, and then it has a changing line. Initial 6, group them. There's a connection to the spirits that will carry you through. This is not a mistake. This connection fills the earth vessels to overflowing, right? Again, it's the Saturn-Jupiter thing. Craft a vessel and I will fill it. We go, oh, all right, let's do that. You know, it says, unless you've done that, you have no reason to be depressed, you know. So it says, this is not a mistake. This connection fills the earthen vessels to overflowing. The completion is coming. Even more, wise words, the way is open. The way is open. Becoming part of this group will connect you with the flow of spirits. Your bodies are vessels. This connection is certain. There is no mistake here. The group overflows with love and care. Let me take a breath. As you become part of it, you will find there is more on the way. Give everything a place to grow. Strip away old ideas and be open to new ones, right? Let's plant a seed and watch it grow into something we haven't ever known. Say the Bengtsons, including everything. We go, ah. So, and then it changes to sprouting the world tree. Sprouting the world tree. begin, establish, found. Sprouting is the beginning of new being, the renewal of the time. It is the dusk before dawn, and the dusky light is full of the burgeoning grasses. This is to receive the mandate of heaven, establish a new world. All these things are in their beginnings, the beginning of a new world and a new time. Make an offering and you will succeed. It goes on in other jolly ways. One last thing here. It says, sprouting and massing describes your situation in terms of beginning growth. The way to deal with it is to assemble things and accumulate energy for the difficult yet exciting tasks before us. Like young plants breaking through the covering earth, this will open an entire new cycle of time. It is the tenderness of the sprout, so easy to crush, yet capable of pushing through rock-hard ground, the inexorable power of the yielding path that reaches out towards heaven. And we go, okay, thank you very much there. So yearning and kinship. There's so much beautiful music from Jewish traditions, Middle Eastern traditions. It is about yearning. We are all with you. And one of my favorite movies in all the world is Baba Aziz, the prince who contemplated his soul. And I love to play this when we want to feel like all who are in difficult circumstance, all who are grieving, all who are in agonizing grief everywhere, the people on the border, the people in Somalia, the people in the Ukraine, the people in Russia, the people everywhere. So as we listen to this, you know, just feel the yearning uplift of kinship and oneness. Salam, shalom, the presence of oneness. So here we go.
کس که از او چرخ و هوا رقص کنند جانها ز خوشی بی سر و پا رقص کنند در گوش تو گویم که کجا رقص کنند هر ذره که در هوا در همون است دیگرش که همچو ما مفتون است. هر ذره اگر خوش است اگر محزون است، سرگشته خورشید خوش
everybody. We inhale and exhale our own gloom and darkness. The sun is squaring Saturn, going inhaling light, exhaling our own and everybody also gets, on a smaller level, a harumphitude composter, because there's no communication if there's contempt, right? So, or harumphitude, we metabolize that into nutrient. It's a near infinite renewable resource. There we go. Here's the challenge, the miraculous challenge before us all. Tyranny feeds on conflict and hot polarity and reactivity, but tyranny does so many horrible things that it elicits our reaction. So we have to dedicate to being even better than ourselves. And that's part of the Saturn blessing is, we can't even be who we want to be by ourselves. It's by ourselves that got us into this pickle. So at times like this, at gatherings, at deep, deep times of crisis, we state our dedication. This is the person I want to be. Hold me to this, right? So I want to be full of cool responses in a hot, reactive world. You're a calm weaver. You can be anything you want, right? So may we be calm weavers. May we have a cloak of living ducks. May we have a harumphitude composter. May we have a bag of liberating lightning. May we dissolve barriers to kinship. And myself, working this material about grievance, which prevents grief. And we want grief rituals all over the world. Forgiveness, giving energy for change, and grief rituals. We're so sorry for what we've done to the earth and what we've done to each other. We want these grieving rituals, like the great work that Lily Ye, would guide. So, grieving rituals and kinship to dissolve the boundaries between us all. And we go, oh, right. That. And just a last little before we have our rousingness and, to spiral forth and we make our dedications as to how we want to be responsive, not reactive, spiraling out of polarity, being calm weavers. We all blow it. We all blow it. But it's the idea of putting our dedication there. And that's what Dionne Fortune said about her work with the British government in World War II to engage all the ritualists to protect Britain from the Nazi invasion, saying we weren't against, we were protecting. It's a huge, effective, interesting work. But she said it was essential for our work that we maintain an atmosphere of tranquility where possible. And she's writing when bombs are falling. Otherwise, how could we have hoped to have been a nucleus of stability for the nation's soul? We go, okay, now we're talking. And in talking with Sean Patrick O'Donohue, I go, Dionne Fortune, great mentor, I love her. Not exactly an animist trickster. We go, no, he said, it's the nation's soul, not the earth's soul. So we here, we receive the baton from all of our mentors. want to see the earth soul suffusing all the nation souls and coming up through our feet and into communities based on land and mutual aid and blessing, reciprocal blessing. May indeed all of our engagements with, you know, animals and creatures be an agreement of, you know, reciprocal liberating evolutionary assist, you know, Aliyup, you know, may it go well for you, or the Eritrean blessing, Aizan, you know, for those setting forth on a dangerous but worthy journey, Aizan, you know, may we be protected, may we be safe, may we find what kins us, may we dissolve, you know, hardship and grumpitude. There's a beautiful thing to play. It is One Day. It's by Matthew Paul Miller, Matisia. And it's a few years back, but it's humming right now. It's humming right now. It was, he got Palestinians and Israelis and everyone to gather for less than a day to learn this song and to sing it in harmony in English, Hebrew, and Arabic. And it's powerfully beautiful. The video you can find online is powerfully beautiful, but here's the music to see us out. And again, let's see ourselves wafting blessing and kinship out into the world, out into the world. So here we go.